Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, the podcast where we talk shit about stuff. And oh my God, what a beautiful day it is. It's the start of Married at First Sight 2020.
Well, that was a week ago, but
well, for the purposes of the podcast. Well, it actually started now.
What?
Oh, you mean, I meant the podcast. No, I don't care.
It's talking in real time, but you're talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
But
no
technically,
one cares about the actual show. Did a preview. They care about us talking about the show.
Well, we did a preview last week.
I quit. I'm okay. Out.
God.
We just can't agree on anything. How are you going, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've had a big day. You know, I'm tired.
You don't like to talk to many people. And you you hosted Raw Comedy Heat.
Yes.
Which is they like, so put like 25 comedians on stage. Yeah. It goes for so long.
So, yeah, it's a long day. And, yeah, I do. That's the thing for me is it's hard. You know, I find it hard to go out to social events a lot because I just want to be alone most of the time.
Yeah.
Or just be in my home. And so, especially if I've had a big week, I don't want to hang out with people. And I know a lot of people, the way
I feel
they,
like that was pointed at me now.
No, I know that I have to do this.
You
okay?
know that you have to see me.
I have to do this. You're scheduled into my week, okay? I just mean, like, you know, sometimes people are like, come blow off steam. No, nobody in my life has ever said that phrase, but they say it in, like, other ways. Like,
oh, everyone's always asking me to come blow off steam.
They say, like, come hang out or whatever, and I'm like, no. No, I'll see you when I'm, like, I don't know, not tired.
Yeah, amen, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's such an introvert. I love that about you.
Is that, I don't know if that's an introvert as opposed to just wanting to be alone.
Sometimes. Yeah, sorry. You're such a loser.
Thank you.
Look, I say we just get into it because this is going to take 7 hours.
Yeah, okay. So you don't want me to ask you about your week. Interesting.
No, okay. I'm so stressed.
Okay, well, moving on. Good. We don't need to know about that.
I watched Eurovision Australia Decides last night.
Yeah.
And Montaigne won.
Oh, great.
I was very excited. And I was just in such a bad mood that I was like, I just want alcohol. I just want a drink. I was like, I've had it. And then all I had was a bottle of wine with a cork in it. And then I realized I didn't have a corkscrew opener thing. So then I looked on WikiHow and it said one thing you can do is like screw a screw into it and then pull it out with pliers.
Did you do that?
I screwed the screw in, but I could not pull it out. So now I've just got a bottle of wine at home with like just a screw sticking out of the cork. And the bottle of wine was a gift for my friend for taking care of Tarso. So now...
Oh, why didn't you just go downstairs to the shop below your apartment?
Well, yeah. I ended up just going to get some beers. And then on the way back up, I helped a guy delivering Uber Eats use the elevator. And then he was like, oh, you having a chill night? Got some beers? And I just went, I'm so stressed. Bye!
Ah, that bodes so well. Guys, just remember alcohol is not the answer.
Okay. I had 2 beers and then I was
moving on.
Wasted.
2 beers is still 2 beers that you
use to self-medicate.
Can't use a stress medication. I don't know.
It
okay.
Worked.
I mean, sorry to the new listeners who are just listening for maths feedback this series. We probably shouldn't do that. We'll get into it right now. No more chat about either of our mental health. No more Naomi diagnosing me with being a loser. No more me diagnosing her with alcoholism. We're done. We're into maths.
Let's talk TV, baby. Now, Married at First Sight, it's 2020. So there's a gay couple. Very exciting.
Yes.
It starts with them all having like a bucks and a hens.
Yes.
I thought they would put one of the lesbians in the guys group. but they just didn't.
Yeah.
She just didn't get invited.
Well, but then, no, I reckon that would have been shit because there's already a stereotype, you know, when people are like, which one of you is the guy?
Yeah, well, there was a, I mean, this isn't which one of you is the guy, but Beck Shaw.
Yeah.
Noted comedy lesbian said, mm-hmm. she was like, oh no, they're both tops. What has Married at First Sight done?
Can you tell me what that lingo means?
Oh boy. Sorry. you can have, this is, I am not.
Two alphas?
Two, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sort of dominant and submissive kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was actually asking her about it and she said that I thought that it was only, I thought it was more important with gay men than mm-hmm. gay women. I thought it mattered, but she said no, it's the other way around.
Oh, okay.
That it's less important with men and more important with women. But
what about in straight couples?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm the dominant one. I don't know. I'm the top.
I just don't think it applies. Anyway, that's a nice little foray into us trying to explain a culture that isn't ours. But it was funny when she's talked about it.
Okay, so again, we'll get into the show now. The Bucks and Hens. But I mean, one of the guys also didn't make the Bucks.
Oh, didn't he?
You know, Luke, he's a fly-in, fly-out worker.
Oh, and a little so FIFO. He couldn't be
there, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't really notice. To be honest, I
well, they said it, so pay attention.
Pay full attention to this.
No, me too. I'm really worried about all my notes.
Michael already seems so annoying. We touched on this last episode, but he said he loves money and he wants to go with depth, but he keeps dating ditzy blondes.
Yep, ditzy blondes with fake lips.
He says, we've all been with a good-looking girl and then heard her talk and you're like, oh, how do I put this on silent?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would feel the same about him.
Yeah, I feel the same about him. I'd love to put him on silent.
I would. I'd love to, yeah, cancel him off. Well, he's cancelled.
I'd love to start dating someone and then be like, oh, won't she just shut the fuck up? Love that.
Yeah, I'm like Michael.
We had Connie. Mm-hmm. Who was, they called her an aspiring marine biologist.
Yes.
Not a marine biologist.
Well, I think that means she's in uni.
Is she? Because they never said whether she was or not. They just put her in a lab coat and had her walk around an aquarium.
I don't know. What do you do?
You can be an aspiring anything.
Yeah.
She didn't say she was studying. She probably is, but I just thought they're being very like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Well, stop. Why are you being rude to Connie? Let's skim over that like everybody else did. Yeah, she wants to be a marine biologist. Do we know the steps she's taken to do that? No.
It's just funny that she's but walking. But she seems nice. They put her in a lab coat and in an aquarium and they're like, just walk around. Just, we'll give you a clipboard. You just look at a fish and write something, right? Very funny.
She seems nice, although she does, she says she never gets attention from men and that she's lonely and that made me sad.
Yes. I don't know why she doesn't get attention.
No, she's very beautiful.
We have Ivan and Michael disagreeing. Now, this will be a, these are two men, Michael, as we talked about earlier, who mm-hmm. wants women to shut up or something.
Yeah.
And Ivan, who, they're trying to pitch this annoying guy. But I think he might just be a dweeb.
Yeah, because there were bits where I didn't like him in the initial pack we got given, like the initial package. And then later on when we heard him talk a bit, I think I was like, oh, maybe I do like him.
So Michael was like, sure. Oh, I'm going to kiss at the altar. I'm going to slam one on her. And Ivan's like, I don't think that's appropriate. But he might be, because he said he's very traditional. I think he's going the other way so hard that we're also not going to like him. I think he's going to be like, I wouldn't do that because if we did kiss, then I'd know she was a whore.
Oh, no.
But that is just
speculation.
That's speculation, all right?
Yes.
Your Honor?
So basically all we know so far about Ivan is that he has been labeled as obnoxious.
Yeah, and they told him not to wind the window down and then he just kept doing it. And the producer was like, please stop.
Now it is annoying, but if you need fresh air, you need fresh air.
Yeah. You're on side with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand, like, if you're stressed out of your mind, let him wind down a window. I understand it's going to be annoying for the sound because it's going to be that thing in the car where it's like,
Danielle, it's a TV show. You can't just wind down a window when you're recording in a car.
I would do it. I would do it. Maybe Ivan's the hero of the season.
And then you get this music in the background. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, you know that that's the edit I would get anyway.
Yeah. And then we meet Poppy. Poppy opens with like this sad music. This was the most psycho thing I've seen in a while on TV. She talks about how like when, you know, I had twins. They were 6 weeks old. Mm-hmm. My husband worked, you know, in a factory and he had this terrible accident. Yeah. They cut with shots of her crying, being like it was a really hard time. Crying. Yeah. And then we get the he tripped and fell on his co-worker's vagina.
And he's still there.
So they do, and then it's like, ha, 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 ha. But then she starts talking about how hard it was that her husband left her. And then she's crying. So they take the part from where she was crying, put it at the start. So you think her husband carked it.
Yeah, and then we have the experts. Poppy handles emotions with humor. I call my twins cock and blah.
Oh, my God, what was that?
What the fuck, Poppy?
You cannot... I understand it's a joke, but please don't call one of your children cock.
Or, I mean, yeah. I mean, still, Block is still a weird name.
Yeah, I mean...
Definitely not cock, though.
I would say cock is worse.
Yes, cock is worse. Your child. You cannot do that. Anyway, I'm excited to see some more of Poppy's humour throughout the show. Okay, nice to meet her.
We see Tash, and she introduces herself as gay to the other girls at the...
Mm-hmm.
At the bachelorette party, and they are freaking stoked.
Yes.
It's like, well, we've got one.
We almost, and then they all look around like, is the other one here?
And we got another one.
Any of you?
They're all very excited. It's 2020, okay?
It is 2020. You
it's all happy days. My favorite, the one that I would date of the women is Kathy.
Yes, I love Kathy.
Kathy is, she's so beautiful.
She's
and also
extremely beautiful.
She has a New Zealand accent.
You do like a New Zealand accent?
I love it so much. I think it makes everything they say so funny and cute.
Hello.
I don't know. What the fuck was that?
Sorry, that was my New Zealand accent.
That was Gollum.
Anyway. Whatever. What is that? I like Kathy. She seems funny too.
Yeah.
She's
cute and funny.
Yes, she's cute and funny. I would say... hot as shit and funny.
Hot as that is, yeah.
Hot as shit is how I would say describe her. Not cute.
Well, yeah, both.
Both, but
a cute personality.
Yes,
but hot as shit.
Hot as shit. Hot as shit. Like a steaming turd. Anyway, because hot as shit, I actually thought about what it meant, and I was like, actually, kind of gross.
Please don't describe Kathy as a steaming turd.
Everyone's, you're a steaming turd, no, me too.
Thank you so much.
So we meet Luke, who's a 38-year-old fly-in, fly-out worker. He has two teenage daughters.
Yeah.
So him and Poppy are the same age. They're obviously paired up because they're the same age. But also, he seems
also,
like,
they're both single parents.
Yeah, they're single parents. And to be fair, I think Luke seems very kind and nice.
Yes, kind eyes.
Yes, he seems very like understanding as well, which I think having two teenage daughters would make you.
Yes.
I think you're going to be like, okay, I can handle some emotions.
Why? Because listen, girls are emotional. Oh, they're all hysterical.
Okay, teenage girls are psycho.
I wasn't psycho.
I was.
Okay.
And both of my sisters were psycho.
One of my sisters was psycho. That's one out of three.
I drew pictures of myself dying and left them around the house for my parents to find.
That's a good bit.
Okay, well, do you want me to do the chore? Because if you do, look.
I'll kill myself. I think I'd rather that than have to wash sheets just covered in cum.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just thinking about what your teenage son would
do. Well, I already wash sheets covered in cum.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, Danielle.
Just anyway. Add another load in the dryer.
Oh,
the washing machine, I didn't mean. Okay, load has a dual. Okay, well, sorry about this episode. Welcome to maths. I'm okay. Anyway, so, then we meet Josh, 28.
Josh. Also hot as shit.
Funny.
They're the power couple.
Sweet. I was saying to Naomi that I think Josh is like what we wanted Honey Badger to be. Like, because he always says, like, very Australian things, but he's, right. like, very, like...
He's not pushing it.
No, he's not, like, bloody galah. He's just, like, yeah, snag on the barbie.
Yeah, it was, like, the first time I drove Mark near my... to my old house that was, like, right in the middle of the bush. Mm-hmm. And we passed, like, two cars. And I was, like, oh, bloody Bourke Street. And it just came out of my mouth. I wasn't thinking about it. And he laughed for 10 fucking minutes. It was so funny to him for some reason. To meet a true country girl. Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm just like Josh.
Yes.
Anyway.
She can have beers too.
She can have beers.
You can have beers.
I can have beers. Poppy had Jim Beam.
Yes, in wine glasses.
In a wine glass on her wedding morning. Luke was having a beer and he's like, oh, I wonder what my wife's doing. Probably having a champagne. And then cut to her pouring Jim Beam and cola into a wine glass.
Okay, that's, to me, that is the strangest choice of drink for a morning wedding. Mostly because of the, like, choice of a dark liquid.
Yeah.
When you're in a gown or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true, actually.
I would be, like, some sort of, like...
Vodka, soda.
Gin... I don't know. Yeah.
That's because you're wine. A thinking woman, Vanya.
Yes. This is like, what do, you, an what, idiot. What do you want, Poppy? You want red wine, you psycho? Jim Beam is even, I think the thing that would also be a little bit weird is I would be nervous about meeting the stranger and having to do the kiss.
With alcohol in your breath?
With, no, have you smelt Jim
well,
Beam?
Well, I'm sure she brushed her teeth.
Okay, that is true, because Jim Beam and cola, although they had it in the car,
strong,
didn't they?
It is a strong, sweet smell.
Yeah.
They what?
Didn't they have it in the car? Like on the way?
Oh, maybe. And what, she had Jim Beam in a wine glass in the car?
I don't
That's
know.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm furious.
Sorry, yes, this is the craziest thing that's happened in this show.
Oh, I'm already getting upset.
Next, we find out about some of Kathy's issues. So, Kathy has been cheated on in the past, which is like, who the fuck would cheat on that lady?
An idiot?
Yeah, a big idiot. Big
God, we're so mad.
Yeah, how dare somebody cheat on Kathy? She's beautiful. Also, she's younger than us, which is terrifying.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's 26.
I'm 26.
What? Aren't you 27?
No.
When do you turn 27?
A week. anyway, I'm just like, I'm still pretty young, I guess. Kathy had a dream that her husband would be called Josh.
Yes, that's crazy.
Is it?
Not really, because that's a very common name.
Yeah. Especially that would also be for, like, guys who would apply to go and Married at First Sight.
Yeah, that would also be just like a, if somebody said, think of a boy's name, Josh would be in my top 10, I think, of boys' names.
Yeah.
Of just like names I would come
Josh,
up with.
Josh, Dave, Mike.
James.
John.
Jack.
Ooh. I ran out because I got excited by the pace of it. Broderick. Kathy was worried that Josh didn't like her at one point during the wedding, which is the most insane thing I've ever.
Yeah, I think, okay, so whoever cheated on her needs to die.
Yeah.
Because this lady should never think that nobody's not attracted to her, because I
Everyone's
think everybody's
attracted
to her.
Poppy freaks out with Luke.
Big time.
Pretty quickly, and is being all weird the whole time.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really liked as well that her friends were immediately, like, as soon as they saw him, they were like, oh, great, he's going to be great, you know?
Mm.
And so I was like, oh, cool, so he must actually be, like, her type or something. And then she, like, I know that she said that she was, like, freaking out about leaving her kids at home and stuff, but surely that didn't just set in as she saw him. I think she was, like, maybe a tad, like, judgy of him.
Yeah, I also think that.
Yeah, and I was like a bit, like, because the way she was acting made me feel like, oh, he doesn't deserve that no matter what. Like, you just suck it up. Like, you just suck
well,
it up.
Well, I think she was emotionally overwhelmed.
Yeah, that is true.
Whatever reason it is, she was clearly, like, freaking out.
That is true, and she'd had a six-pack of Jim Beam.
but she did cheer up by the end of it, right? And then it's happy days. For these two couples at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Kathy and Josh, I think, are having a good time. I don't think Poppy and Luke are yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're
fine. They're okay.
I would say they're rocky but fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not sure Poppy's going to stick around at any point. I'm just like, is she leaving today? What's happening?
Yeah.
She could have a panic attack at any moment and leave.
Yeah.
Women, we're always panicking.
That's a Jess Perkins
bit that we reference way too often on this podcast. Okay.
Episode 2, we got some more weddings. Get ready. It's time to be gay. We have Amanda.
You forgot to say Josh told Kathy that he's crushing hard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is nice because then Kathy can, not
now
worry.
Now she's at peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's got a crush on him.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh la la.
Okay, so episode 2. As we said, it's time for gay.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
This is the future.
This is the thing we've been waiting for years.
Yeah.
A gay couple on Australian reality TV.
I mean, we kind of got one on Bachelor in Paradise.
When?
With Alex Nation and Brooke. Yeah, but Alex chose freaking Bill. Dog Park Bill.
Yeah, seriously. That wrong. Proves Alex has poor taste.
Yeah, she was also with Richie, so yeah. shots fired by us, right? We can't be stopped. Amanda has, first thing I noticed, an amazing cat. Beautiful little grey cat.
I missed it. Oh, wait, was this the one that was like a Russian blue or something with the face all mushed?
Yes.
Yes, I like those.
Great cat. She said that she usually goes for straight women. Mm-hmm. Likes a challenge, I suppose. And then we meet Tash, who says she's a love child of David Bowie and a vampire.
I don't think that is what she looks like.
I think she meant her personality.
Oh, okay, because I would describe her more as like a Veronica.
Like one of the Veronicas? Yeah. Yeah, she kind of...
I feel like this is a third Veronica.
Yeah. she also had a cat. Bit stereotypical, but, you know, that's...
Our single women.
No, lesbians.
Oh, I didn't know that was a stereotype, sorry.
I think it is. I'm just going to write down the time just in case.
I don't know why I said us single women as in like you and me. Both in long-term relationships. You have a dog and I do not have any animals.
And then we have our next couple that we're meeting today is Natasha and Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha is sick of men being intimidated by her. She can't freaking stand it. She just wants a strong man. She does not want to be a trophy wife.
No, which is nobody wants to be a trophy wife, I guess. I'll be fine with it, but.
I mean, what does trophy wife really mean?
They're proud of you.
Yeah.
I guess we're both trophy wives.
Oh, I guess we're trophy wives.
I guess we're trophy wives. Okay. And she says I've worked hard to look like this and I've worked hard to be respected in business.
Mm, I mean, respect to that.
Yep.
Very beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, who's marrying her, manages an aged care facility.
Yes. So I at the moment think Mikey is... sweet.
Yeah.
But also he is
at the moment at this point in the episode or by later
okay,
on?
Okay, no, by later on. At the moment I think he's a piece of shit because I see him on a yacht and being like blokey and like schoolboy, like, you know, private schoolboy, and I'm like, I don't like this guy. But then they bring up the aged care facility stuff later and then he seems to be quite sweet and I'm like, oh fine. I like you, Mikey.
Amanda finds out her dad isn't coming to the wedding.
Yeah, that's sad.
Is that because it's to a woman or because it's married at first sight? Do we know?
I don't know. And I did say that to John. I was like, this could be because he's like, well, this is a fucking shit idea.
Yeah. Because married at first sight is trash and he doesn't want to be on camera.
Yeah. I also want to say, even at this stage, look at my notes right now, below us introducing Natasha and Mikey, what have I written?
Bad match, he's not assertive enough. Yeah.
I've said that because immediately I was like, well, this is last season again.
Billy again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, they even look not dissimilar as a couple.
That's true. He does look like Billy.
And she looks like a tanned Susie.
Yeah.
With brown hair. Yeah, I was like, this is great. This is going to play over again. We'll just see if Mikey, aka Billy, annoys Naomi this season, or whether this is a better version of Billy.
I wouldn't get okay, my hopes well, we'll up. See. Okay. I do. Yeah, Natasha's friend says he like looks at Mikey and he's like, nah, she's going to eat him alive. Immediately. And then a girl is like, he's cute. And then he goes, that's the problem. So funny.
Because we also know that basically Natasha's only ever dated people like, I guess, like double her age almost.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Which gross. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like obviously age gap love is fine. However, I think that there is a reason why sometimes people have stereotypes as well.
And I think there's a reason that it seems to happen a lot more with old men and young women.
Yeah. Also, I mean, yeah, that's why you're being a trophy wife or whatever, or you feel like they're not taking you seriously.
It's not about your personality.
It's because they literally don't take you seriously. Because
you're young and fertile.
Yeah.
And they have the money to draw you in.
Yeah.
No. Get someone your own age, old man. Yeah. Unless you're really in love, that's fine too. But I mean, statistically, come on.
Yeah.
Not all of you
like,
are.
Like, what are you going to talk? Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, you talk to people. Like, I understand if I can't imagine somebody who's 50 would chat with me and be like, this person's on my level. You know?
Yeah.
I assume we're on different levels.
Yeah.
Mentally, they've like lived a life. I've still got hope. You know? Things like that.
And they're about to die.
They're going to die 50? Soon.
You're going seriously, into an aged care home next year.
Okay, also, this is a thing. Okay, now I'm going to be horrible. But there's like, okay, this is something I don't understand. Is also like, I wouldn't date a 50-year-old because I'd be like, well, I still got to be with them for like 30 or so years before they die, you know? Whereas it's like, you dead 90-year-old. You only got to deal with them for a few years, you know? Like I was saying, I said that was going to be bad. But it's the truth, isn't it? Do you agree or disagree? If you're going to date somebody older.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is it like a hot 50-year-old that's like, you know, because rich, I understand, is a draw card. It doesn't like. It
no, can, they're both gross.
Okay. No need to be so furious okay, sorry. About it. Because I think success can lend itself to being attracted to someone. That's why I don't necessarily believe so much in the gold digger thing, because I think if someone has lots of money and can buy you things, I think that can charm you. Do you know what I mean? It's not about like, ha ha, I'm going to get this fucker's money. It's like, oh, look at this man. He's successful and he's paying attention to me. Yeah. But I still think that makes that old man a pedophile. But so if they're both gross, then yeah, obviously you go the 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Duh. Easy, done.
Or okay. Apparently you can just needle, you can put it, if you have a needle full of air. I saw this on an episode of House.
Okay.
You put it between moving the toes, on. They get a stroke, no one knows.
See, so Natasha, you've made a lot of poor decisions. One of them was signing up for Married at Sight, but others were not dating a man older than 50 by 40 years.
Yeah. Just date an elderly man next time.
Seriously.
Honestly, return on investment. It's how much higher.
How do you think our listeners are going to, the listener count's going to be for a this season spike. With this first episode?
Oh my God.
Sorry, it cut out, but we listened to what happened and then Naomi said that I had to laugh again because she did a joke and then I did that laugh, which I think was natural.
Yeah. Why are your eyes so dead when you do that?
Because I'm tired.
No, that happens every time.
Oh.
Anyway, oh my God, we're never using Danielle's computer again. This is a freaking nightmare. I literally brought my computer here.
Your joke was just too funny. The computer couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. Anyway, all I was saying is you're not going to find this type of commentary anywhere else. They're not doing this on Reality Bites or BingeTV.org or whatever. That's true.
Also, a lot of them have been like, I assume, like some of them are like the podcasts are like made by the channels.
Yeah, Channel 10 probably isn't doing a podcast about this.
No, but I guess the channel then. And then it's like, well, obviously you can't say anything bad about like the producing and stuff, which is what we like to do. Because sometimes we don't like to blame the behavior on the person, but the producer.
I mean, most of the time.
Sometimes, I mean, if it's a man, sometimes we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try and pull Naomi in on that. If
it's a woman, it's the producer's fault.
Yeah, I try and pull Naomi in on that, you know, on that. But, you know, sometimes I also jump on board because I can't help it because sometimes the hatred is too much. Like
sorry, sometimes men are at fault and that's what you're not going to hear.
Yeah, I would never defend Mike.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't
he's
remember.
He's trash. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing now, and I don't care. Okay, so where the hell were we? So Amanda and Tash meet mm-hmm. at the altar. Amanda's words are, fuck me, she's hot. Agreed. Yes. That's, I mean, you have to agree.
Yes.
They do their vows. I would say at this point, Amanda is a little full on in her vows. This is where I start to see, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, well, I felt like the first half of her vows were basically just about her.
Yes.
And not about Tash. And so then I was
Well, I mean, to be fair, she didn't know much about Tash.
No, but I mean, it's like you'd talk about a relationship yeah. or what you want from your partner or what you want in the relationship.
Or what you're going to give.
Yeah. You don't really say a little bit about me. I, you know, you don't do that. Yeah.
You don't do that when you marry a stranger.
You don't do that when you marry a stranger. Television. You try and make them feel like a friend or something, or like a husband or wife.
It was just very like, or maybe this is just me because I don't like sincerity this much. It just felt a bit too sincere. It was just like, we're in this together. And I can't remember anything that she said, but it was very much like, I'm going to stand by you. And I'm in it for the long haul. And it was very like, I was like, chill. Yeah. And I feel like Tash is chill too.
Yeah, I think I really like Tash.
Oh yeah, she's very cool.
She
was also, later on, we see her reading a Sally Rooney novel. Did you notice?
Yes.
It's the famously, one Danielle and I recently read Normal People.
Yes. What did you think of it? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we talked about it on the pod.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we liked it.
Why? What? I had some issues with it.
Oh, yeah, no, we talked about it. We're not.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't a book review.
Okay, sorry. But I haven't read that one yet. I've been trying to find it in a bookstore, but I haven't read it.
Conversations with Friends.
Yes.
I believe is came out before Normal People. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have the little, like, photo shoots that they do. Natasha is a bit put off by Mikey here because he's a bit awkward. And then, okay, so this annoyed me so much. Tash's bridesmaids, they're like, Amanda has made no effort to talk to us. What the fuck? And like Amanda's talking to her like Tasha's like family.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the freaking hell? And then they basically like, oh, we've got to talk to you. And they're like, why haven't you talked to us?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I was just talking to her family and trying to get to know them. And they like grill her about like, you said you've made mistakes. What are they?
Yeah, and then she starts talking about her ex and stuff, and then the conversation ends, and then the cameras are like chatting to the bridesmaids, and they're like, "You just don't bring up exes at your wedding."
Big mistake.
But then also they were like saying, she was like, I think she like Amanda was like, "I guess you two don't like me or something," and then they were like, "We just think the way you talk sounds scripted," which is kind of, it is true. I think she does sound a bit scripted, but I think that's just the way
that's her personality.
So you just deal with that.
I don't think she's calculated.
No, I don't. You can't. She literally couldn't script this.
No,
you can't script things just because you sound like you're not fumbling over your words.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you know. I would love to sound a bit more scripted sometimes. You know, potentially. On stage when I'm doing a bit that I've done for years. I'd love it to sound a little bit more like I knew where it was going.
Oh, well, we dream.
One day.
Anyway, Tash and Amanda do a kiss. Mm-hmm. I would say far too hot for this time slot.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They full on go. Amanda, like, bites Tash's lip. I was like,
okay.
Whoa!
That's a lot.
For a first kiss?
That's a lot for a first kiss.
But, I mean, they're married, so.
That is true.
Oh, my God. This killed me. Poor Mikey. They're like, Mikey, you gotta dance, man.
Yeah.
Mikey gets up and just starts dancing alone.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
You thought it was cute?
I thought it was cute because they told him to.
But he loved it. So he's just up there doing what? Some kind of like just sort of freestyle and a little bit hip hoppy kind of thing.
I just thought it was like I didn't even think it was that. I felt like it was like just moving your feet and being a bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, well, you got bullied into it. So he was just like, yeah.
Bullied.
Okay, they were like, Mikey, dance. And then he kind of just said like, no, I don't want to dance.
He clearly wanted to dance.
I liked it. I don't care. Me and Naomi, we disagree on this one. I think it was cute.
Oh, it killed me, man.
I think it was cute.
Yeah, okay.
Lincoln, who is Natasha's
friend.
Why are
you dancing like alone in front of like a whole room of
they
people?
They asked him to.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, but anyway, continue, whatever you want to say.
Lincoln, who is Natasha's friend, who said that Mikey was cute and that's why it wasn't going to work, he pulls Mikey aside and basically calls him a pushover. And is like, yeah, you're going to need to, like, take the lead and stuff in this. And Mikey's like, I'm an alpha, dude.
Okay. And then, okay, Mikey. It's like, all right, okay, yeah. Dan's boy.
Which is like, I mean, I don't understand who needs, I don't really understand why anybody would want to be with an alpha. I feel like you want a relationship where both people are equal. I mean, I know it's just me, but I don't want somebody telling me what to do. And that's what I think that's just what I've been told.
Like, I mean, there's two types of alphas.
I just want like an alpha who's assertive in his life, but isn't going to tell me what to do.
Yeah. That's can make decisions easily.
Yeah.
Doesn't like worry.
Yeah. We'll see if Mikey's that type of dude or not. Because we haven't seen any decision-making processes yet.
No one's been made to make a decision.
No.
And that's the problem.
Well, he was decisive about signing up for this show.
Yeah.
So there. Done. Done.
Anyway, next episode, we have two more couples. Hayley. Now, Hayley seems to be, so she's the one who had a drug addiction.
Yes.
For 8 to 9 years. She got kicked out of home when she was 17.
This is, like, I was not expecting it to be that long.
No, me either. I'm like, okay, I kind of get why they kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because she also talks about it a lot. So yeah. She got out of it by, she was, addicted to drugs for 8 or 9 years. And then she saw a girl who did bodybuilding on Instagram, mm-hmm. and was like, I want to do this. And the girl was like, come. Moved to Brisbane.
And then she did.
She did, and she was great.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I see people all the time being like, I'm just doing this on Instagram to inspire people, but this is the actual first story I've heard.
Yeah.
Of anyone being inspired by Fitzpo.
Yeah, I feel like most people just look at it and go like,
Wish I looked like that. God, I fucking hate myself.
Wish I did more. No, those jumps look painful. You know when you see people doing stuff? Like I told you, I just started watching Cheer, which you don't like.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that, you know, it doesn't draw me in.
No, but they're all doing like these incredible flips and somersaults and stuff. And I look at them and go like, wow, they look so like weightless and it looks like it's just effortless. But then like you also see them like land weird and like fuck up their legs and you go like, actually, I can tell that actually fucking hurts like shit. Yeah. I do not want to do cheerleading. I thought I did for a moment.
I have to say Dasha from the Honey Badger season, she made exercising look pretty easy. That's why I tried it after that.
That and you saw Cass's ass.
And I saw Cass's ass and I wanted Cass's ass. but we all saw how that worked out.
Yeah. What do you mean? You just stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped.
Yeah.
Because I'm human. So Hayley is marrying David, who...
he is a two-time Muay Thai national champion.
Wow.
And he has a kickboxing title as well. And he fucked his spine up and he did his own rehab after it. So that's all the information we know.
He was unable to walk.
But it seems like they can bond over like fitness and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
like, it seems like fitness saved both of them.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So that seems like at the moment it could be fine at the moment. It seems like currently at this point before they've met, it seems fine.
Yeah, wonder where that'll go based on what Danielle's. Our next couple this episode is Vanessa and Chris. Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
I didn't catch his name for this entire episode.
No, it was Chris. I wrote it down.
Okay. Vanessa is the one who we've talked about this on the last episode, had bad acne growing up.
Yes.
And again, I understand why they brought it up in the article now because of...
Well, because that seemingly is Vanessa's defining personality trait.
Yes. In that she is always stressed about it and thinks people think she's ugly.
Yeah, this was hard for me to watch because it just made it just made me real, like, it just made me feel like also like she, like there was one point where she said, like if the relationship doesn't work out, it's because of me.
Mm.
And I was like, no, man, this, your skin means nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like, if somebody finds you attractive, if you get over that hurdle, then they're not going to care. They don't care about your skin. Anyway, people can, like, meet you and like you for your personality. I know I'm just harping on now.
Also,
it doesn't mean anything, but who, like, cares?
Yeah, it's not about looks, but she's also very pretty as well.
Yeah.
And it drove me fucking crazy.
She's beautiful.
She talked so much about how, like, oh, he's not going to like the way I look. I never meet people during the daytime, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
I
was
like,
crazy because also natural lighting is so much better. I was like, man, you probably look way better in the daytime. I feel like so many
people do.
Well,
it lights up. You can see texture more, like, in sunlight than you can in, like, a nightclub. So I can understand.
I was, I thought she was beautiful.
But it fucking killed me. She's so
annoyed me.
She's so, looks don't matter, but she's so pretty. And I was like, stop!
I think it's not because, I think, she must have been just bullied heaps because she said that, like, people called her creature and stuff when she was
creature is very nondescript, by the way.
Yeah, it could be like a beautiful mermaid.
Maybe that's what they meant.
They meant beautiful mermaid. Because of her long, long hair.
If anyone was going to misread what someone was saying about them, it's Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember people with acne and the things people would say in high school, and it was much more descriptive than creature.
What was it?
I don't want to say. It's mean things.
Well, I just can't imagine.
Crater face.
Oh, that's just from Greece.
Oh, that's fucking hack.
I think that's from Greece. No. That's rude.
Get over it, everyone. Come up with your own debilitating insults.
Yeah.
So Chris is a dad.
Mm-hmm. He's 37.
He cries about co-parenting. Yes. Which, I get it. I mean, I don't...
I wonder how...
I'm not co-parenting. I don't get it in that sense, but it would probably be hard.
Well, I wonder how long ago the breakup was then. Because obviously if he's crying, it's obviously upsetting him that he's like having to do the single dad thing. So it could be quite new to him as well.
Well...
He might not be in the routine of it
yet. I mean, it's like you basically have... I'm going to guess that because it's in most cases the mum gets longer with the kids than the dad.
Yeah.
That like it's basically his life now that he can't like... live with his kids and spend as much time with them as possible. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few theories on this one, which is that I think that the experts, so it's like Vanessa's 31, right? So mm-hmm. Chris is 37, so he's 6 years older, he has kids, and I think the experts think that maybe they'll be like, oh, maybe Vanessa will feel like a bit more comfortable because he's like a bit older and has kids and stuff, so she'll be like, oh yeah, like he's got baggage too, essentially. He's old with kids. But also,
that makes up for my hideous face.
I thought it was insane that the expert said the reason that he should be paired with her was because he has patience and compassion. And it's like, what, to deal with her acne trauma?
No, yes. Sorry, but you need patience for that. I can already see it coming out. She's so insecure that she self-sabotages.
Oh. Somebody needs to just get her and tell her it's fine.
Probably a therapist.
Yes.
At this point.
Definitely.
She needs therapy.
Do we think Married at First Sight is going to provide a therapist? No.
Hey, but she has John Aiken. I'm sure you know exactly how to deal with it.
He'll say things like, Vanessa, shut up about your acne. He doesn't want to hear about it. That's what John Aiken
will
say. Yeah,
you're punishing him. Stupid
shut
John.
Shut up, John Aiken.
So David, David's parents are... conservative, very conservative Christians.
Yes.
So
they are the mum. David goes around to his family to tell his family that he's going Married at First Sight. Now, his family, like, don't like sex before marriage.
This, in some ways, they may view as ruining the sanctity of marriage. And I'm like, yeah, they're probably right on that one.
Yeah, that one's fine. But, like, they say a lot of, like, things like David makes a joke at one point, which, number one, David, don't make jokes because you're not very funny. But David makes a joke about how at least this one, like, they'll get married before they have sex.
Yeah.
Which his parents don't really like that joke. They find it in poor taste, I think.
I also think it's funny that because this is happening on camera, I think it will be so different off camera because, like, they're still smiling and the mum's just like, you know, your father and I have Christian values.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
They're just
they're very angry. They say his wife has to be a stay-at-home mum.
Yeah, as long as she's a stay-at-home mum and she has Christian values and... Excuse me? Mm. I was like, absolutely fuck off.
Yeah, get out of my life.
Yeah. I like that he clearly, like, just grew up not listening to
them. Yeah, because he also, he just seems to, like, take in some things they say and then not take in other things they say because he wants to find a woman like his mum, he says. At one point, he's like, I want to find a woman like my mum. I was like, okay.
To what? Cooking clean for
you? What a judgmental bitch. Just joking, David's mum. I don't know you. I mean, Chris, sorry, or David. I don't know.
Whatever.
Oh, wait, no, it was Chris who wants to marry his mum. I got confused because my notes just said Chris and I don't know the names properly yet. Sorry, it's not David. David doesn't want to marry his mum. Chris does. Anyway,
yeah,
sorry.
I would be surprised if David wanted to marry his mum.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. I just don't know the names yet.
So Mikey or David? No, that was last. Okay, David says, all these men are the same. I'm sorry. He says he needs someone who won't be a quiet little mouse and will pull him up on things. No, it's not someone else's job to make sure you behave. Just behave and be a good person.
Yeah,
she's not your mother. She's not there to teach you how to be a good person.
Yeah, why do people like, I need a strong lady to keep me in line? No.
Because you can't be held personally responsible.
Wouldn't you just want your freedom? Like to, well, I think just trust in you so that you can do what you do and not have to worry about checking in with things?
No, because you're such a shit person that you need someone to stop you from being shit. Mm. It makes me so annoyed. Don't, just stop it, please.
Anyway, David's wondering David's got his dog's face printed on his socks.
Yeah.
He's respect also for that. Wondering to himself about his wife. Is she going to be classy and demure? Which really brings his parents back into focus because that's how he would describe women.
The answer is no.
No.
No, Hayley is, I think Hayley's really fun. She does beatbox at the wedding.
You know, that's a bit of fun.
And she says, so there's these really conservative parents, but Hayley like wants to get to know them and she says David's cop dad will understand her struggle because he's a police officer. Police notorious for, like, understanding the struggles of people with drug addictions?
Police notorious for understanding. No.
It does not work. She tries to have a joke around with them and they're like, ugh. And
no,
Dad
she
says,
swore and they hated it.
Dad says that David needs a girl with a personality a little more like mine.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy as shit.
And then a little more sedate. So she has too much energy.
She needs to be a bit more boring like me.
My son David needs a girl like me. What is that?
I have no idea what that's about.
That's insane.
I cannot imagine as a parent telling your kid they need to find somebody like you.
A, telling your son they need to find someone like you. B, telling your son they need to find someone more sedate. C, calling yourself sedate?
Insane. Neg. Dad, you've negged yourself. Dad, you don't know what you've done there.
Dad, you've negged.
I think what he wanted to say was calm.
Yeah.
But instead he meant like drugged.
Which is in poor days.
Yes. Vanessa. David, when he kissed Hayley at the wedding, that was too much of a kiss.
Oh, especially, I missed that.
So he gave her the biggest pash at the altar. And I was like, that was too much considering you know what your parents are like.
Maybe
and
he the fact that because then, he knows what his parents are like.
But that pissed me off because I was like, well, great. Now, like, your parents are never going to blame you because seemingly you're the apple of their eye.
Yeah.
So now they're going to, like, judge her for that when that was your choice to do that because he went in hard.
But it doesn't seem like he cares what they think.
No, but I want him to try and help her make... Like, I want him to not try and do stuff to piss them off. Like,
yeah.
I want him to, like... No, she doesn't deserve their hate.
No.
So,
But they're not going to say anything. They're just going to be like, man, and say it to David but when she's not listening.
Yeah, or they'll stare at her and make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which I felt horrible.
Uncomfortable with them.
Yeah.
Too sedate.
I didn't like it. No. They were not fun.
Vanessa and Chris are sitting at their wedding table. This was, what kind of fucking, so Vanessa, she's so insecure, so unbearably insecure that it's like, I just want to shake her. And then she's like, she says to him, oh, I didn't know. Like, I thought maybe your type would be like, you know, little blondes. And he goes, yeah, usually. Why would you say that?
I think she was just Like,
and then she looks devastated.
Which is fine, but that's fine.
But then that's just him saying, you're not my type. Just, no, it's, I think so it's easier just, to say, like, oh, I don't have a type.
Well, I think
that's
the thing is, though, it's like if photos come up down the track, she's going to be like, oh, you said that's not usually your type, but all your exes have blonde hair.
Yeah, and he'll say, it was the first day I met you. I didn't want to say you weren't my type.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? That
is the worst. It was that weird. Was the last thing she needed to hear.
I didn't like when they were walking down the aisle and Vanessa says when she sees him, the when he looks at her and then he, like, looks down at the ground or something for a moment. And she was like, he looked down at the ground. He doesn't like me. And I was like, or he's nervous as shit.
Yeah.
And he's making eye contact with somebody who now he doesn't know. But he's like, oh, fuck, I've got to spend the next, like, 3 months locked in a room with you. A stranger.
Well, that's why I think it's not out of line for them to say it's good that he has patience. Because she'd read into every little thing.
That is true. I don't know if I could deal with that.
She'd be just, like, looking for things to grab onto to be like, see, it's because I'm ugly.
Yeah.
Anyway, therapy. That's what we need.
David, sorry, back to David and Haley quickly. Haley is at the wedding and she's being loud, I would just say. She's, like, having chats with friends. Okay, she's not being loud. She's literally just chatting with her friends, but they've focused the camera on her and got all the clips of her laughing and have, like, edited it together. So it looks like she's constantly being like,
oh, God, what a bitch. Always laughing, that always girl.
Too laughing.
Always having fun.
Too much.
Never sedate.
And then David's dad says, this is not usually his type for a long term relationship.
Oh,
so. And I was like, what? So you met his short term partners?
His one night stand.
Yeah. I was like, this sounds like dad's, like, slut shaming, even though he doesn't even know her.
Yeah.
I think he judged her based off, because I think that all David does is just do things to piss off his family.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me that his family are okay with tattoos.
No.
They're super conservative. He's got a sleeve. And I think that, like, I think they, like, were not okay with that. And now, like, she also has a sleeve. And for some reason, people are, like, really, like, people who don't like tattoos on women are more hateful of tattoos. Because we're supposed to be, like, feminine and dainty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my dad once said that women shouldn't get tattoos. I was like, shut up.
Shut up, dad. Get out of my face.
Shut up, dad.
I'll do what I want.
I don't want a tattoo by coincidence, but if I did, I would.
You should just get fuck off dad written on you.
I mean, it's not that bad. He does say that women shouldn't swear either, but to be fair, he doesn't swear.
That's
doesn't
actually even... a really good joke then.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that.
In my stand-up?
No, just on your body.
Oh, you mean for real? Get the tattoo. Right. Yeah.
You don't do stand-up anymore.
I could make a comeback.
You could.
Look how at ease I am with this microphone right now.
Beautiful technique.
We hold our microphones. We don't have a fancy podcast studio, okay? Anyway, moving on.
I mean, we would never go to a studio. We would never meet in the middle every week. Imagine coordinating to meet at a studio instead of just going to each other's houses.
I mean, I think it'd be fine. One of us can
just sit at home.
Yeah.
Or tonight I wouldn't have met you at a studio.
Oh, okay.
Because I would have been like, it is too late. I just got home.
Yeah.
Then I had to, you know, I'd be like, no, I can't do it.
But you were near a studio.
When? No, I did it in Fitzroy North. The gig
this
was
is amazing content.
The gig was at the Evelyn, not at Howler.
Okay, fuck. Sorry. Okay,
there are a few venues that host Raw, and those are two of them. There's another one in St Kilda. I mean, I don't know, whatever. There's heaps. But not in Melbourne. There's like three venues in Melbourne, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Moving on. Okay.
This is amazing.
So
this amazing chat.
Sorry about that. You can cut that out probably if you want.
Vanessa says, I feel like he's attracted to my personality, but I don't know about the exterior. And then I just wrote, I'm going to lose it.
I like that also in his face-to-face, he's just like, yeah, she's got beautiful eyes. And then he's like, does a little reference to her boobs as well. And he's like, you know, and I can see she's got a good figure.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I was like, so I don't think he cares. Yeah, I know, but it's just, he's trying to be polite.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people want to say, you're hot.
Yeah.
Day one.
You're hot as shit.
Hot as shit.
And then he, like, pulls her aside to tell her something, and she thinks for some reason that he's going to be like, you're beautiful. But what? I don't know. It's and then he tells her that he has kids. And she's so shocked by it. And then he is, it's a perfect example of like just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh no, I think like she was really shocked by it. I hope she like, you know, comes around, but it seems like she wasn't happy about it. And she was like, oh, I just thought he was going to say something nice or that he likes me or finds me attractive. But it's fine that he has kids. I hope he doesn't.
It's still though, it's like, oh, but he opened up to you about something.
Yeah.
So that probably is a good sign, I guess.
Yeah, but she can't think about it. Because her insecurity is so debilitating.
I can't imagine constantly be thinking about, like, what other people think of you.
Oh, I do that. I mean, not about my looks, but...
Oh, yeah, no, I do it about my personality.
And I need them matters to like
me
and,
for me.
Yeah, that matters and is normal and is healthy. But when you do it about your exterior, then you need to go to therapy. But yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, no, this is just general anxiety. It has no trigger. This is normal, okay?
Normal anxiety.
Normal anxiety.
Sorry.
Vanessa, you need counseling. Oh, my God.
You know what? I watched the Taylor Swift documentary. Have you watched it?
Yes.
I. What was that noise?
I loved her cats, too.
Yeah, she has great
cats.
That
one that she just has in the car with her all the time with the bent over ears. It's all white or grey. I liked it.
Scottish fold.
Yeah, I like that.
I watched it and as I was watching it, I was just going, oh no, oh no. Because when she's describing all the like problems with the way she tries to find happiness and how she just like it's just based on what other people think of her and getting success so that people will praise her and that's when she will find happiness.
Oh.
And then she achieved it and she was like, oh no.
Oh no, Noomi, did you just come to the realization?
I kind of knew, but as okay. I was watching it, I was like, and she's talking about how like she overcame it and now she's really happy and I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
But the silver lining is she found happiness when the whole world turned on her. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, I can't rely on praise from others. So if my life ever falls apart and I get like cancelled in some major way, then I'll probably find happiness.
Yeah. The difference being Taylor Swift is rich as shit.
That's true.
She could literally go into hiding for the rest of her life and be fine to pay infinity people for that.
That is She'll true. Be fine. I forgot about the money.
You, on the other hand.
That's fine. I could code or something.
Yeah. You could be a secret agent nerd girl.
Secret agent because I can't go out in public because I'm cancelled.
Yeah. If anybody knew it was you doing the work,
I go to a tech startup and they're like, no, that girl tweeted something bad.
We'd remodel your face or something so you could go out.
Can you make me look like Kathy?
I mean, yeah, I think does she literally have the same like plastic surgeon lady as Martha, like the injection lady? Because they have the same like cheek filler, I swear.
Shape,
you could go get that. Go get that
same
done.
Same nose.
And then you can go get some of that like eye surgery or whatever that just changes your eye shape.
The cat eye surgery?
Yeah, something like that. And then we'll just get your wig.
Okay, great.
And some lip filler. Then you'll look completely different.
Lip filler?
You don't need it. I'm just saying, no, but people will identify you if you have the same lips.
I'll get a nose job.
Okay, that's fine.
And fill it. And
you want to get like
fill my cheeks and my chin?
You've always loved like a big nose. So you could get your nose bigger.
No, I don't love a big nose on me. I love it on other people.
Okay.
But that's just, you know, when I saw a picture of, this is a bad story. Okay. anyway, write in, what plastic surgery should we have done if
to
we
make
need to go undercover?
Not look like ourselves.
Yeah. But also look good.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to be hot, just not look like us. Okay.
Vanessa doesn't want to sleep in the same bed as Chris, which is fine. But he comes in and he's like, do you want me to tuck you in? And she says no. And I was like, oh, that was such a cute thing for him to do.
That was real nice.
But I feel like she'd already washed his face and she was like, don't come any closer. That's what I think happened. And I think that's why she doesn't want to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
It's because she
wants to do her makeup or something in the morning before he sees her. Yeah.
That's my gut instinct.
Which is, I mean, that makes me sad because at some point somebody's going to see you without makeup on.
Yeah, but I think she's hoping that he would like her first. I think she just thinks her face is a huge turn off and she can't let him see it.
Yeah, I don't understand because she's very normal looking.
Anyway, so that's all the weddings that happened this week. And then we get a little shot at their... We get a little look into their honeymoons. Now, I'll be honest. I watched this last night after my two stress beers.
Okay, yes.
And I watched it at 1.33 speed.
Okay, this is a nightmare.
But it was fine because everyone talks so slow except
Haley.
Haley was hard to understand sometimes. I had to really concentrate and I was like, oh, that's how I talk.
Tash and Amanda are not having a good time.
No.
Tash has just realized she's on holidays with a stranger.
It somehow just hit her.
And seemingly it's sort of hit her that she's actually not that attracted to Amanda, which is not, she's not physically unattracted to her. It's that the personality which I saw at one point, Amanda sees a kangaroo and sort of goes off into the distance and starts hopping and singing Skippy and like laughing and looking
but
at
like
Tash.
In like a Greek accent or something.
Yeah, like Skippy.
Something like that.
And it was, to me, I also found it quite off-putting and annoying. And I was like, I couldn't deal with that either.
I thought it was funny, but it was at 1.33 speed for me.
It would be so hard to be Tash because like she keeps saying, she's like, Amanda is a very nice lady.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
Well, what can you do?
Her personality annoys. It rubs me the wrong way.
I didn't think she said she was annoying. She said she's not feeling attraction. Yeah. I think you're projecting.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yes. So that is a little bit brutal. We have Poppy and Luke, who are still a bit awkward. But she says she's going to, and she's still upset about her kids. She says, but she said that she wants to stay because they need a strong male figure, which
is a great reason to have a relationship.
It's like, can't they? What is it about? Why do they need a man? I don't understand. Gender is a construct.
To teach them to shave. Naomi.
It doesn't make sense to me. Child needs a man and a woman. You'll meet, just have friends.
Why does it have to be from like a mum's partner or something? It could be a granddad or a family friend or
uncle.
Yeah, uncle. It doesn't have to be,
maybe she doesn't know any men.
Yeah. To be fair, her whole friendship group was like seemingly just women at the thing because they all laughed at her so hard.
Sounds like heaven to me.
That does sound good. She did.
Oh, you'd always crush.
Oh, yeah. And Poppy, Poppy, she loves humor.
She's funny. She'd freaking crush.
She was crushing at that lunch that they had where she told them all that she was getting married and they were all like, what? And then one of them I liked, she was like, oh, I can't wait for this. And I was like, yes, that's the true reaction.
Yeah.
Of anybody would be like, great, I cannot wait to watch this happen.
Yeah, this is fucked.
I'm in the inner circle of, I'm going to get all the gossip before it happens, but then I'm going to see it on, it's going to be the best.
Yeah.
If one of my friends was on this show, I would watch every episode so many times.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd just be
on
like,
any show.
That was funny. I'd be making GIFs constantly of their faces and just sending it to them. I would be like cutting snippets and being like, well, they really added you to look like a bitch there. Or were you just a bitch because you're a bitch, lol?
So if we know you, please apply.
Please, God, please.
No, don't do that. You'll get some sort of mental illness. You'll just catch one on the show.
I also did like when Amanda said she was going to make Tash into an Amanda sexual.
Yes. Love that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't happen in reality.
No.
But, oh, well. Natasha and Mikey went like abseiling or something.
Yes.
And Mikey, something comes up about like, how do you stay looking good? And Natasha says, this is what she says. Botox, fillers, nails, hair, waxing, laser, facials, massages, fat freezing, solariums, injecting, melanotan, teeth bleaching.
Yes, because she said she's
injecting stuff tans you, by the way.
That's why she's so tan.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the inside out.
Wow, that does not sound like a good idea. So she starts talking about because she's worried about her hair extensions or something in the thing. And then she's like, I'm going to have to get this redone. That's going to take a bit of time or whatever, or expensive. And then he's like, oh, what else do you get done? And that's why she lists off.
And she says it very casually. It's not like she's like, this is what I need to get done. If I don't get it done, I'll kill myself. But then because she says all that, he's like, oh, you can tell she's a bit of high maintenance and that's a bit of concern. just because she does all that doesn't make her high maintenance. Like, sure, she's doing a lot of maintenance on herself, but doesn't high maintenance need, like, they're requiring a lot from you?
Yeah, I would say the thing with this is seemingly she's, like, already, like, paying for it all herself. So she's not asking you to pay for it.
No. She's not complaining about it or, like, stressing about it. She's just like, matter of fact, this is what I do. He thought she was very beautiful.
Yeah.
But now that he finds out that she does all these things to make herself look beautiful, he's like, don't know about that.
Yeah. I also think it's like, I mean, the thing is, like, that could mean that she spends less time doing her makeup or hair or things like that.
Yeah.
If she's got all this stuff done. So she wakes up and she's like, I feel good. You know, she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it.
She was still wearing heaps of makeup. Yeah, but she's also on TV, so I feel like
never
you're
the people who do all these things are like, I look good enough now.
That is true. That is true. You have got me good.
Anyway, that really pissed me off because I'm like, you can't like the way she looks and then complain about it when it's not affecting you at all. Don't be a loser. Hayley tells David about her drug addiction and he's chill about it. He's fine.
Mm-hmm. While they feed turtles.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Now, I don't know if you also noticed, but they flew some kites and then they had a picnic. Did you see what the picnic was made up of?
No.
This was way worse than Jess.
The towel?
So much worse than that. So their picnic was made up of scones with no jam and cream.
Oh.
Just scones.
What were they, like cheese scones?
No, they just look scones, just plain scones with nothing on the big ones. Mm. Bananas, whole, like a few bananas still together in a bunch, and then Doritos in a bowl. That was the full...
Oh, that's so funny.
No jam, no cream. Three foods that do not go together. Bananas, Doritos.
I feel like a scone now.
Empty scones.
Just dry.
Just powdery, dry scones.
Which is
way more of a red flag than Hayley being a drug addict for 8 to 10 years.
Yes, it is.
Like, okay, Hayley, move on. You're a different person now. You're not in the deep of it. What the fuck is that platter you've made? Or David, whoever set this up. The producers, again.
Surely not a
again.
Producer. Surely not.
Yeah, a producer will be like, this has to look real. Surely. It was insane.
What was the second thing you said?
Scones.
Yeah.
Bananas. Doritos.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In a bowl.
That's crazy.
So I reckon...
What order would you eat that in?
Scone, banana, Dorito.
Yeah?
In the order of thing I least want to eat to thing I most want to eat.
Oh, yeah. Get the dry
scone
out of the way.
Banana, really moisten the palate, moisten the throat. You could not eat it. Some Doritos after you've just eaten a dry scone. It would cut your throat. Too much dry.
It's a fucking hazard.
You really need the banana to lube your throat up. Okay, yeah, Poppy. So Poppy and Luke are back on their honeymoon. Mm. They're going to go on a hot air balloon. And Poppy is scared of heights. And she starts freaking out, which is like, is it weird to say that? I was sort of like, okay, so I am terrified of heights.
Okay.
Every abseiling thing I've ever been on, I've gone to the top and cried and come down. Or I went on a flying fox thing once and I cried the whole way through it, but then I did it and it was fun, but I still cried because I hated it. But then I did I skydived out of like a helicopter, and for some reason being up that high was fine because you were so high up it didn't feel like real. Like my brain couldn't comprehend that I could hit the ground and hurt my back. But that's
falling out of a plane.
Yeah. That didn't.
I think you'd probably just die.
Yeah, defs. But there's something about being like 3 meters above the ground that terrifies me way more than being like however high that is.
Well, that's just irrational.
But I jumped off a trampoline once and landed on my back and winded myself and it hurt so bad.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Anyway, that annoyed me. That probably got freaked out about the hot air balloon. I don't know why. I was like, it's a hot air balloon.
It could fall.
What, slowly?
Well, what if like the gas... Well, yeah, would fall slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. She can be scared.
Yeah, that's
Miss
fine.
Miss 3 meters she... off the ground.
Sorry, we need our women to be fearless on this show.
Yeah. Feminism means all women have to be perfect.
Yes. Amanda, and we go back to Amanda and Tash. Amanda's pissed off that Tash isn't by the pool.
Yeah, they said they were going to meet at the pool, but Tash takes 3 hours to get to the pool.
Which I feel like was a bit of an exaggeration. Surely it wasn't 3 hours.
Well, they said 3 hours.
Well,
Amanda, and then they just show shots hours of her, like, meditating.
Yeah, but meditation. Nobody's meditating for 3 hours.
Maybe that's her. Maybe she's a monk.
I feel like Amanda was exaggerating in this, but she could. I reckon it was like an hour and a half.
Yeah, probably. And then Tash lies down and she's like, do you mind if I read my book? And Amanda flips her bloody lid. She's like, we're supposed to be getting to know each other.
These two are opposite personality types.
Yeah, they're wrong because for each other.
Tash is like very, from what I've seen like in this, Tash seems to be quite like, she's very chill. She seems to be able to like communicate her emotions a bit, like being like, I'm not feeling this, I need some alone time, able to do that. And Amanda just wants to be like, why? And it's like, well, I need time to think about that, to process that, and I also don't want to hurt your feelings exactly right now.
Well, that's the thing, like they Tash is just off like crying and doing yoga because she doesn't want to fuck Amanda. She's like, I don't know what else to do now. And so Amanda sits her down and she's like, I just feel like you're being hot and cold. And then she goes, just be brutally honest, are you not attracted to me? And then Tash says, I don't feel overwhelming chemistry. And then Amanda just loses it. You literally told her to be brutally honest. It's okay to be hurt by that.
Yeah.
But don't, like, get mad at her because what can she do about it?
You have to be understanding. And also she's, like, upset because the night before at the wedding, Tash was, like they were very affectionate and, like, whatever. Yeah. But it's also, like, yeah, that they were acting out a fantasy of getting married in front of their families and all their friends. And like also drinking, and it would have been overwhelming emotions, and you want it to work, so you're putting everything into it, and then the next day you wake up and you're in Port Douglas or somewhere and you're like, oh my god, now I'm stuck with this person who I had like three conversations with last night,
and bit my lip. She's so aggressive. You felt it on our wedding day. It's how the fuck do you not feel it today? Chill.
Yeah.
My God, you asked.
Have you never had a crush on somebody for a moment and then 2 seconds later you realize they're annoying and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh my God, that happened to me and I was in full flirt mode and then fucking...
It clicked.
And then like the next conversation we had, I was like, oh no, this guy, not for me. But then like every time I talked to him for the next like year, he was all flirty and stuff and I was like, I opened this door and now it won't shut.
You did it. That's on you, Naomi.
It is on me. It was a nightmare. I was like, this is my fault.
And that's exactly
because I was good at flirting, you know?
That's exactly what Tash has done to Amanda here.
Yeah. So I feel it. I've written, again, this is after two beers, Josh and Kathy, let me join? ?
As in, oh, you want to be in their threesome?
They were in the spa. Okay. And he said, it's like she's a fridge and I'm a magnet.
And that's why Naomi's favorite character in the show is Josh.
And Kathy.
I do love... Kathy was like in her New Zealand accent like, I've got a secret weapon to find out if he's attracted to me. It's my bikini. There's not much of it.
New Zealand accent.
And then she starts laughing, which is so funny because then we see Josh freak out when he sees her walk in being the hottest person in the world. And he's just like, I'm just taking in the minerals. Which was quite funny. I would have laughed at that.
Yeah. I love them.
I like them too.
Let me join?
Yep. Question mark. You can do that.
You're giving me permission to join.
You can join.
Danielle consents.
The next thing then they kissed in the spa as well.
Yeah. And it is horny.
It is horny kissing. And they did a very good job of showing her butt through the water.
Good on them.
Good camera angles. So Naomi can get horny. We're back to Amanda and Tash, and Amanda thinks on some rocks sort of out in the ocean while Tash thinks while doing yoga.
Yep.
Tash tries to explain.
We've talked about all of this already.
It's just that we did it in the wrong order from the show.
Oh my God.
I'm getting confused.
So Vanessa knows she's creating distance because of her insecurities. Mm-hmm. I did see a cheese platter here when they're having a chat.
Oh, did you?
And it was second rate.
Okay.
It wasn't towel bad.
Okay.
But it was not great. I mean, I think we're just used to these like amazing cheese platters.
Yeah, from
I think we're spoiled.
Yes.
And he says to her, "Can I be honest with you? I'm attracted to you."
And Vanessa, this has meant the world to Vanessa.
Yes.
That somebody could possibly
find her,
be attracted to her.
This monster that she is.
This monster, this creature. She references Beauty and the Beast.
Yes!
And I could not.
Like, she's the Beast!
What is that's happening? Chris is not Belle.
No.
Chris is not singing, or Chris is not being wooed by a big annoying man. Well, I can't remember that man's
name. A hideous beast.
Yeah.
Who has a good personality.
Yeah.
That's
Vanessa didn't exactly kidnap his dad.
So
actually, because, you know, the Beast kidnapped Belle's dad. Anyway.
Here I've written, him being a gentleman is getting in the way. Objectify her. I think she would love it.
She would love it so much.
Yeah. And then we get into some more drama here. Okay, let's just, this is annoying to me. Hayley, apparently, we didn't see this on camera, talked shit about David's salary, said $25 an hour is not going to cut it.
These are his words verbatim.
Yes. This is what he says, she said.
Yes.
He says, she's right?
Yes, very good. Very good.
And he's like, what the hell was that about? And she was like, oh, I just saying I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. I've been frugalist before, but I can take care of myself, like, financially. I'm okay, is what she says.
He's taken this because he's grown up, as we said, in this traditional environment.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if, because we didn't see this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if maybe he mentioned, you know, a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mum and stuff, and then it could have gotten on the track. I don't think he did. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he would have.
I don't know, but I felt like that Hayley would know that this isn't how you say that. I think she would know that that's not. I don't know. She could have said, she could have like made eyes or.
No, I think she's probably said that. You reckon? She would have said it as a joke.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, well, that's not going to cut it.
Women don't make jokes. Have you met my mum?
And then we cut back to Mikey and Natasha, and Mikey is going on about that I don't want that high maintenance princess.
Yes.
Here I've
he
written.
He wants to just be a normal chill dude on a yacht.
Here I've written,
out.
Shut up, boss baby. He must have been wearing a suit. Anytime I see a guy who's like 25 wearing a suit, I'm like, boss baby. You don't belong in that suit. Get out of that suit. Put a nappy on, idiot. I think Natasha is fun. They're skiing. Here's what I hate is that Natasha, they're doing like a class and Natasha's obviously never skied before, but mm-hmm. she's given it a red hot go, way better than how I look skiing.
Yes.
She picks up pace pretty quick, respect. And then Mikey suddenly can ski and he's skiing. I think they brought them here, so it will be somewhere where.
He's been skiing since he was like a kid.
Yes. So that's my problem because that means he grew up with money. So now I hate him.
We knew that.
Yeah, but I wasn't paying that much attention in the first episode.
No, yeah, we knew he grew up with money. He was so keen to go.
Anyone who can ski from childhood, I automatically, like, it's like, you know, on The Sims where you just get, like, the double negative sign. That's what it does to me.
I just think that it's, like, I don't know. I just think that it's funny that she was, like, sort of, like, attracted to him because he was able to ski then.
I get that, though. Well, when men can do things, I'm like, do you remember in Bachelor in Paradise when Nathan climbed up the tree to get that coconut?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that turned you on.
Didn't that turn you on?
No, it was a man climbing up a tree. Mm. I was fine with it. I was like, okay, thank you for getting the coconut.
Yeah. But see, that's just raw ability. This is mommy and daddy have been putting me on ski slopes since I was 5. Gross. Blech. Spoiled.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he lives nearby.
No.
Because
it's still really expensive. There's no way he lives nearby. There's no way he lives near a mountain where you can ski. Because if he grew up with money and went to a private school, then he would have.
Yeah, we know he was rich. I'm just saying, is there anybody who lives nearby who could be good at skiing? Or, like, have done the thing where they.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But they would live in the country and I'd probably never meet them.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Big turn off is all I'm saying. But it makes her horny. And I think that's why they put them here. Because she was disappointed that they were going somewhere cold. Because
she wanted to be in a
course.
Bikini, but they were all like, okay, that's just going to intimidate him more if she's in a bikini.
So put somewhere where she's never been and where he feels at home so that he'll be confident.
This is actually the first time they've done something that may favor the relationship.
So Amanda moved out after their Amanda moved out after Tash was like, I'm not attracted to you. And then Amanda sits down and she's like, I'm coming to ask, is it okay if I move back in? And Tash is like, I don't know if that's a good idea at this point. And then Amanda loses her shit again.
It's baffling.
Terrible conflict resolution skills.
So horrible. It's like she decides in her mind, she's like, I'm going to extend the olive branch. And then it's like, if it's not, if they don't just say yes, then she freaks out and starts yelling at them. And it's like, oh, great. I definitely want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to be the like rational person and do this. And as soon as it doesn't work out perfectly, she's like, ah!
It's so hard to communicate with.
And Tash says like, she feels pressure, and Amanda's like, I feel like you don't want me to be there. And it's like, well, yeah, kind of. I mean, all you're doing is screaming at her for not being attracted to you. Not letting
sleep in the room with her.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This is what couples do on honeymoons. That's what she says. And I'm like, this is not.
But also it's like, if this was one of the straight couples in here and the man was like yelling at the woman, to like be allowed back in the room.
Yeah.
Because they weren't trying hard enough. We'd be like, this person's a psychopath.
Yeah.
And Amanda is acting like a psychopath right now. Like, it's still intimidating. Another person, like, wanting to...
Getting mad at you. Yeah, getting mad at you. It's still
intimidating.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I didn't like that at all. And then Amanda wants to play sport. And Tash is like, I don't want to play sport. But we can do some... We can train and I can do your makeup and stuff. And then, like, that seemed like it was a good idea, but then Amanda still didn't want to really have a bar of that either. I was like, what's really the difference between training and sport? They're both physical. I would find sport slightly more fun.
I think I'd find training more fun.
Mm. I like, sometimes we throw a ball to each other. That's fun.
You and Jono?
Yeah. Sometimes we go where? To the car park across the road.
The car park?
There's a big car park over there.
I know where it is.
So we can throw the ball real long when all the cars are gone. if we don't want to walk far, or if not, we can go down to the lake down the road.
That's really cute.
Sometimes we just go for a walk and throw it while we walk.
That's really sweet.
Thank you.
Could never be me. And then we get, lastly, Hayley and David. It is not going well. They sit down to have one of those, like, little Q&As. They get questions out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
Hayley says, what's something no one's ever said to you? And David's like, comment on my hourly wage. He's just ready to fight.
Yeah, that was...
She denies it. I personally don't believe her. He seems pretty adamant on what she said word for word.
Yeah, and then the next question is, can you see yourself falling in love with me? And he says, right at this moment, I'm struggling.
And then he starts having a go at her for smoking because apparently he said, I wouldn't make you stop smoking. And then she said, nah, but I can though. But then she smoked and he's like, how dare you? And then he said, I've never met anyone so inconsiderate in my entire life.
Lie. That's not true.
Because she had four cigarettes.
Yeah. Over like 2 days or something. Like, also, like, the most stressful 2 days of her life.
Yeah.
I assume, like, I don't smoke and I've never smoked, but...
I hate smoking.
I also don't like smoking. If Mark smoked, I'd
dump him.
I don't like smoking at all. I think it's gross. And once I took a drink out of a water bottle my friend had been drinking out of when we were at a concert and she smokes and it was disgusting.
Yuck.
It was gross.
It is gross.
It's not like smoke. But Jono likes when I go hang out after comedy nights and I sit in the smokers area and he says my hair smells nice when it's full with smoke. And I think it's disgusting. I have to wash it the next day. He's like, you smell nice. And I'm like, I smell like smoke.
That's the most fucked thing. Whenever I hang out with anyone in a courtyard and they're smoking, I'm like, well, now everything I'm wearing right now has to be washed.
Yeah.
If it's like a coat, then I have to go air it out. I have to wash my hair. I fucking stink. I get into bed and Mark's like, rolls away.
Some people are so... considerate with smoking and they'll make sure to be like downwind from you and stuff.
Yeah.
And then other people are like standing in front of you talking at you, you're trying to leave the room and they're talking at you and like almost blowing smoke into your face and not letting you leave.
Ben Russell does that to me all the time. He vapes now, which is better, but he just blows vape.
Yeah, at least it's like blueberry vapor,
like, yeah, like right into my face and I'm always like, stop. And he's like, do you actually care? And everyone standing there will be like, yes, stop. It does not stick.
Ben Russell, if you're listening.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening.
PSA.
I'm coming for you. Anyway, that is the end of the episode.
Yes.
Thank God. We have a bunch more weddings next week.
Yes, I assume. Is there one tonight? Yes, there is. Yeah. So there's stuff happening tonight, which we'll review next week. We'll review next week. Okay. Okay. So I guess I'll read the song then while you bring up reviews.
Well, let's see if we have.
Okay. The song. So I'll just explain the song this week. Also, if there's any new listeners, because this is the first episode of Maths or whatever, every week we get a different song for free off the internet from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech, and we sing whatever we want over the top of it. Mm-hmm. And Kevin MacLeod has amazing bios. I don't remember if this one's a funny one or not, but the song we chose this week was Del Rio Bravo, which we thought had a little bit of a romantic flair to it.
Perfect
for such a romantic show. The bio this week is, I'm going to come clean here. I have no idea what this is. Mexican? Maybe. Dance music? Drinking music? I don't even understand what this would do culturally. It was a good description. Thanks, Kevin.
He knows his limits. Thank you, Kevin MacLeod, for that lovely little tune. We have two new reviews.
Oh, good.
Thank Christ. Thank God. Can you imagine?
I'd die if we didn't.
Well, we'd both die. We'd jump off this balcony right now. It's the perfect height for you to be terrified. We'd seriously
hurt ourselves.
You'd hurt your back. this is from, I'm going to say, Charlo1234. The subject line says, "Leave me alone, I'm lonely." Pink.
Okay.
That's a song.
Oh, yeah. Leave me alone, I'm lonely. Leave me alone, I'm lonely tonight. No, that's a different song.
Leave me alone.
And I'm lonely, alone, I'm lonely. Okay, I got it eventually.
Oh my God.
Sorry, what was the review?
Five stars, okay, randomly. I've done that weird thing where you become obsessed with something and now I've back listened to about 20 hours of your podcast in a week.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. If that wasn't bad enough, my brain keeps tricking me into thinking we're actual friends. Well, I think we are.
We definitely are. I don't hang out with anybody, so I see you as much as my normal friends.
Way more. Absolutely way more.
Okay. Rude.
I've lost count how many times I've gone to say, a friend was telling me, and then realizing it wasn't a friend, it was you guys, and you weren't telling me in particular at all, and I might actually need some real friends.
Well, no.
Who are you telling it to? Maybe they're your friends, huh? And also we're your friends. So, you know, don't stress. We're all friends. Toasty Future says, this is the best Bachelor's podcast I've listened to. 5 stars. Wow.
Thank you.
This is niche. On paper, this should be so niche. I'm not Australian. I've never watched The Bachelor, and I was blissfully unaware that Maths was even a thing. I ended up listening to every episode in about a month and a half. This podcast checks all the boxes I didn't know I was looking for, with a consistently hilarious tear down of the Stockholm-esque drama these shows thrive off of. I'm a particular fan of how our hosts start off looking forward to whatever the next show they're covering is and wind up being sick of it in about 5 minutes. In short, the shows they cover are insane. The two of them are funny, and Naomi has a dog. What more could you ask for? Brackets, Maths.
Well, you're welcome, because we're doing Maths. You're welcome, Toasty Future,
from the United States of America. Ever heard of it? Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's where La La Land is, so... Hollywood.
All right, so that's the podcast for this week. We'll see you next week. Bye. Everyone and the experts pair you with your nemesis. Maths, maths, bitch.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.